I'm Marisa Waddell with you on Issues and Ideas. My guests today are two women who seek the highest potential in themselves and help others in finding the courage to do the same. They are Laura Grace and Dr. Joan Borisenko. Laura is a spiritual activist, a lecturer, and an author. She's the founder of Circle of Grace, which is a nonprofit organization that provides programs, events, and community building founded on interfaith teachings. Laura is also the organizer of the Central Coast Annual Women's Symposium, which is coming up in March. It's on the 22nd at the San Luis Coastal Adult School in San Luis Obispo. And that is where Dr. Borisenko will be the keynote speaker. Joan Borisenko is an internationally renowned speaker and consultant in women's health and spirituality, integrative medicine, and the mind-body connection. She has a doctorate in medical sciences from Harvard Medical School. She's a licensed clinical psychologist and the co-founder of the Claritas Institute. She's the author of many books and is just about to deliver her 16th, The Plant Plus Diet Solution, Real Food, Real Science, Real Simple. Welcome both, Laura Grace and Dr. Borisenko.
Thank you, Marisa.
Thanks. I'm so glad to be with the two of you today.
Well, it's a pleasure. And we're going to be talking today to both men and women. So I'm going to ask you, how are a women's symposium and a message for and about women relevant to both men and women?
Okay. You want me to take that, Joan, or do you want to...
Well, Laura, it's your symposium.
Yeah. Okay. I'd be happy to. You know, as women are growing and coming together and evolving, it can't but help men. So when we have this event that comes around each year, it's not about excluding men, but it's about women coming together and tapping into their inner strength and capacity and empowering one another, because there's a lot of connection that happens on this day. It happens all day long. The women end up feeling very inspired and empowered, and many women's circles have come out of the Women's Symposium. So as women are growing and we're really tapping into our inner strength and our passion, and we're taking action that helps not just ourselves but our communities and our planet, how can men not benefit from that?
Do you have anything to add to that, Dr. Borisenko?
Certainly, in terms of what I'm going to be talking about at the Women's Symposium, it's for all of us, men or women. It's not gender specific. I'm looking specifically at the art of resilience and how it is that we find our strengths in times of change and challenge. And as Laura was saying, whenever anyone learns to be stress hardier and more resilient, and to find the challenge in times of change rather than seeing it as a threat, it definitely inspires the other people and their family and their friends, regardless of gender.
So, Laura, can you please give us a brief background of the Women's Symposium and telling me what its aim is?
Yeah, its aim is at bringing women together. And we have so many different varied backgrounds and experiences and strengths. So it's to come together to remind each other that we're all in this together. As we're going through the changes on the planet, in our own lives, in our communities, sometimes because of our own daily lives get so busy, we sometimes lose that connection with each other. And I think at times that can create more stress in our lives. So this day is about reminding each other that we're all in this together and we all have unique strengths and talents and experiences and hopes and dreams and fears that we bring to the table. And what happens with the Women's Symposium is that women find each other, the women that are meant to get together and stay together, and they often end up developing circles as a result, come together through that day. So it's a day of reminder and connection and an excitement in a time when we are going through tremendous change on this planet.
Dr. Borisenko, you'll be speaking on the theme of the symposium, which is the title of one of your books, Saying Yes to Change, Essential Wisdom for Your Journey. We always hear that people don't like change, and yet it's inescapable.
It is. It's completely inescapable. It's what life is about. It's constantly changing, and if you take that as a given, then I think it makes it much easier.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell, and my guests are Dr. Joan Borisenko, who is a scholar and a philosopher and a researcher, and also Laura Grace, who is the founder of Circle of Grace, a nonprofit organization that will be putting on the Central Coast Annual Women's Symposium coming up on Saturday, March 22nd from 9 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the San Luis Coastal Adult School in San Luis Obispo. And the theme of this year's annual Women's Symposium is Saying Yes to Change, Essential Wisdom for Your Journey. Dr. Borisenko is the keynote speaker at this year's symposium. Laura, why did you settle on Saying Yes to Change as the topic of this symposium this year?
Well, Marisa, because like Joan's saying, things are breaking down. They have been for some time. We're seeing many, many structures collapse politically, in business, education, I mean, across the board. And so with all these changes happening, I think it's more important than ever that we feel pretty grounded and centered. And so as I'm out there with people, especially working with women, it seems that they're asking for something that would bring us together here locally, although there are many women that come in from out of San Luis Obispo to this event, to help us stay grounded and connected, to give us the hope and to be reminded that this is part of what's happening somewhat in a natural way. I mean, it's very challenging to see some of these changes that are taking place, especially for me. I'm very sensitive to the environment and to animals. But as we know that this is part of the dynamic that's happening, and there's a huge shift that's going on right now within our planet, and that these systems are meant to break down. I mean, this is part of the evolutionary process. As painful as that may be, when we come together and remind each other that we're all connected, And not just connected, we don't want to feel like victims, but that we also have these talents and these strengths and these gifts that can help us navigate through these challenging waters right now in a way that's going to make a positive difference. Not just get through it like in a martyr suffering kind of way, but really make a difference as we're going through this. And right now, women have the resources economically, the education, just the sheer numbers of women.
Besides listening to Dr. Borisenko speak at the symposium, you'll also have some breakout circles.
Yes.
What's going to happen in those circles?
Yes. Well, it'll be somewhat contingent upon what Joan talks about in the morning, but we'll come together in co-creative circles, and there'll be around 200 plus women there, so groups of 10 usually. And we're going to be using this year, I'll be leading them through a passage of using the divine feminine archetypes. And there are six that I'll be pulling from, and looking at which archetype we're lining up with right now at this point in our life, and then taking the strengths from that particular archetype. Maybe it's the goddess, it could be the warrioress, it could be the priestess, and seeing what we can do, right, changes that we can make in our lives right now or in our community based on the strengths and the qualities and the traits of that particular archetype. So that'll take place for about 2.5 hours in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And that should be a very bonding, connecting type experience for everybody.
Dr. Borisenko, why is change so hard? And why is saying yes to it so important?
Well, change is hard because of fear. You know, there's the old saying, Marisa, that the devil you know is preferable to the devil that you don't know. And that's why it's so hard for people to make change. Everything from leaving a non-supportive work environment to leaving a non-supportive or injurious relationship, all of that is very, very difficult because we have habitual brain circuits that are built up around our adaptation to the status quo. Even if it's not something that seems healthy, it's what we know. And so the challenge is to take a leap, to often to face fear and uncertainty, and then to actually develop new brain circuits. And I'm fascinated by neuroscience and particularly the work of the last 15 years that looks at neuroplasticity and how that actually affects our ability to say yes to change and our resilience in the face of change. And what is really so cool about this all is that there are 5 or 6 very, very basic skills that anyone can learn. Some of those skills are any type of meditation, mindfulness, repetition of slogans, like people who are in 12-step programs. You know, a slogan like live or let live represents a whole teaching. And every time you say it, It builds new brain circuits. Then exercise is another way to build new brain circuits. And just understanding what the map is of resilience, what kinds of thinking, what kind of support, what's needed to be resilient in the face of change, makes it less hard because you have a kind of guidebook, and you realize, oh, you know, I'm in the liminal phase, that phase when the old doesn't suit me anymore or it's fallen apart. And before I've really come into a vision of the new, and understanding what the challenges are of the liminal phase makes change an awful lot easier when you know there's a time that you're meant to have to live in uncertainty and you can't race through it.
It's Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell, and I'm talking with Laura Grace, the founder of Circle of Grace and the Central Coast Annual Women's Symposium coming up on Saturday, March 22nd in San Luis Obispo, and also Dr. Joan Borisenko, who will be the keynote speaker at the Women's Symposium, the theme of which is Saying Yes to Change. Now, Dr. Borisenko, you write in your book, Saying Yes to Change, that inquiry can be a path to freedom. Looking into ourselves can be very difficult. What is a good way to practice individual inquiry?
You know, a wonderful way to practice it is actually with another person. And one thing I've found, especially for women, it's also true for men, depending on our personality type. Very often, we're not even aware of what we're experiencing at an inner level, until we're given a chance to speak it to somebody who's actually listening and who's not interrupting us with their own experience, but's really willing to receive what our experience is. And I think that's one of the benefits of friendship. But we can do that kind of reflection ourselves. And, you know, for example, in a lot of the different world religious and spiritual traditions have got some kind of contemplative practice built in. And those are both meditative practices and also practices of deep contemplation when rather than focusing on the breath or being mindful, you actually take a question into a period of contemplation. I mean, a very simple question, like, am I happy with how I'm living my life? Or a question of discernment, is it time for me to move, whatever it may be, and simply sit there in silence and see what comes up for you. But I'd say, you know, this is now a line from my husband, Dr. Gordon DeVeron, who I actually co-wrote Saying Yes to Change with. He said, we live in a society that unfortunately it's not very contemplative. We don't think things through. And so he says we live in a ready, fire, aim society, and then we have to live with the fact that we haven't contemplated the outcomes of very important actions. You know, look at GMOs, for instance, risking the life of the planet as we know it on something that has no research background. Mm-hmm. So at all levels, we need to be more contemplative.
Mm-hmm. Laura Grace, what do you think we can do, especially women, to foster change in ourselves and in our community?
Well, I think coming together on a regular basis, as I mentioned before, since the symposium has begun, which we're in our fourth year now, there are at least that I am aware of, 12 new circles of women that get together on a regular basis. Some meet every week, some meet every other week, but they're coming together to talk about things like reinvention, how they can reinvent themselves in the next chapter of their lives. They're talking about starting over again, like if there's been a loss of a relationship or they've just moved to the area and how they can make change that way. But I think women right now, what we're doing, we're looking at the bigger picture more than ever. It's not just about us and our individual lives, but we're looking at our role in our communities and at the world at large. really wanting to take advantage in a positive way of all the change that's happening and see what we can do to make a difference. So I think as we keep coming together, not just once a year like in March that we do for Women's History Day, but we keep coming together each month in these circles, women are connecting more deeply and evolving together. And there's a lot of strength that comes from that connection, that ongoing connection.
And Dr. Borisenko, how do you think we can bring renewal and change and resiliency to our communities?
Well, I think we do that by serving our communities. And one of the most exciting things that we've seen with women is how many women senators now we have, how many women are in Congress making a difference and working across party lines, because that's what women do, coming together and saying, let's get over the divide. What is it that we need to accomplish together? And that tremendous relational skill serves both men and women. It serves us all, and it's ultimately what we need in order to make transformational change in our society. I think we've seen that. We need to get through political gridlock, and boy, women are great allies in doing just that.
Laura Grace, if someone wants to know more about the Women's Symposium, how do they find out?
Well, the best way is through our website, which is www.spiritualcircle.org. They go onto the website, they'll see a link that will take them right to the Women's Symposium. They can still register. There's some tickets still available, although we are selling out. So it's close. We're in the home stretch right now. So the best way is to do it online. Or they can call me at area code 805-540-1058.
Okay, and if someone wants to know more about you and your work, Dr. Borisenko, and your book that's coming out, how does one do that?
You can go to my website, which is my name, Joan Borisenko, JoanBorisenko.com. And also they can join the conversation on Facebook if they just go to Joan Borisenko community page.
Okay. I'm Marisa Waddell. You've been listening to Issues and Ideas. We've been talking about the upcoming Central Coast Annual Women's Symposium. It's Saturday, March 22nd, 9 to 4, at the Adult School in San Luis Obispo. Again, if you want more details, it's spiritualcircle.org. Thank you so much, Dr. Borisenko and Laura Grace.
Thank you, Marisa. Thank you, Joan. It's been a wonderful
experience.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Laura. Yeah. Thank you, Marisa. It was a delightful way to spend some time today.
Yes, it was. Thank you. We'll see you pretty soon, Joan, right here in San Luis Obispo.
For Issues and Ideas, I'm Marisa Waddell.